This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the best basketball party anywhere.
Anyone getting a sports Woody?
I don't know.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at Alena Sportsbook, George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law presents a Fan Madness edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue. Hurt and missing work? Insurance companies acting like jerks? Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at warrenallen.com. Alena, make every buzzer beater, bracket buster, and Cinderella run mean more at Alena Sportsbook. Fan Madness is also brought to you by Video Only, where you always get the best deals on top-rated brands of TVs and home theater. And by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Enjoy responsibly. Fan Madness from Alena on 1080.
The slipper still fits!
The Fan.
Well, hey, what'd it do?
Try again.
Hey, and number three. Ahoy!
Isn't that a little on-air programming?
Isn't it weird that I'm number three, even though there's only two of us?
It happens.
Interesting.
Yeah, we got it. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Schulte.
Schulte with some on-air producing.
Yeah, so we had the wrong mic on. A little on-air engineering.
Hey, there we go. Look at us.
On-air engineering. Look at me. I'm an engineer,
you
too.
You are. You're doing it. Well, you kind of got an engineer look about you.
Yes.
You know, you've got like a work shirt on and the glasses. You're looking very professional.
How do we sound? How are our levels? Check. One, two.
Sibilance. Come in. The landing gear is down.
I can hear me
now. I can hear me now, so we're doing
all
right.
Okay, good. Hi.
Oh, hi.
We're here at Alena.
In case you couldn't tell, a little bit of a background noise happening.
Yeah,
right,
it sounds
now.
Good. I was driving in, though.
Yeah, there's
it
a buzz.
It sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good. Well, like, there's nothing better than when you're watching the tournament. In case you didn't know, there is this little basketball tournament going on.
NIT.
Yeah, why you should come up here. I was thinking more of what's the CIT now? Isn't the college crown?
I don't know.
Oh, there's a lot of tournaments.
Yeah, crown. That's what it is.
Yeah, the college crown. There's tournaments going on. And, like, the McNeese State was coming down to the wire, McNeese State versus Clemson. The juice in the building is fantastic. And even though Clemson lost, a bunch of people at the front had laid a bunch of money down on Clemson plus 5.5 in the second half.
Mm.
So even though Clemson lost, there was an uproar from the people in front because they won the Clemson plus 5.5.
So Clemson... But they were down big in the first half.
Clemson scored 13 points in the first half of that McNeese State game.
But wait, the second half spread was Clemson plus 5.5.
Clemson got 5.5.
And the last second layup covered that?
Yes.
That doesn't compute to me.
And that was the roar of the people up front.
Yeah. They were all, okay.
What?
I'll take your word for it. It feels like the second half spread would have already been covered because they were way down.
I don't know.
In the first half.
That was from one Danny Meringue.
Yeah, that gambling math does not add up.
Yeah, no, that doesn't add up. But whatever. Hey, look, that's what it's all about. right there.
Math not adding up, that is very much our program.
Well, like people going crazy and you don't even know what they're going crazy for.
Yes.
Maybe it was an over-under or something.
I don't know. There was a group of people up front that were going crazy because McNeese State, even though they won, Clemson covered some sort of second-half bet.
Right.
Because no one could figure out why they were roaring. And then Danny said something about, you know, I said maybe I had the number wrong.
I'm jealous of Danny right now.
Why is that?
Well, because Danny gets to stay here now start eating and drinking.
Oh,
and, of course,
true.
He has a room here.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to do his show until noon tomorrow.
That's a valid point. Well, I think Dirt and Sprague are milling around here, too.
Well, I know, but they have to get up in the morning.
That's
early.
True.
See, Danny's got the sweet spot. Yeah.
Or you can just be the fan man who's not even here.
Yeah, he chose to go off to Mexico.
I think he's just drunk in Mexico.
Whatever. Screw him. We don't need him. Why would you leave for March Madness? What are you doing?
I'm guessing he wasn't in charge of that that trip. I mean, let's be honest. He's not in charge of much. That was the lovely bride that put that together. It was like, shut up. We're doing this now.
Well, guys, we're here courtesy of George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. It's Fan Madness. We come out here every year, and damn it, it's a freaking blast.
Yes, it is.
We've got the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill here. We've got the Sports Book where you can bet on all the games with your hard-earned monies.
And the Coors Light is flowing like you wouldn't believe.
Coors Light. They've got Coors Light, what do they call them, buckets?
Yes, on special. Although I will say I sat down and we have a Coors Light bucket, but it's got water in it.
Yeah, well, we're professionals.
Look at us being responsible.
For now.
Drinking ALNA purified drinking water.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I've already looked around at the at the drinking options.
I understand. Well, this is what happens. This is kind of the benefit of being out and about in the public. I mean, no one's here to check us, for God's sakes.
So we thought we weren't going to make it on time here because when we were on I-5, this traffic just stopped.
Yeah, it was a little concerning for a little bit.
Yeah, it felt like there was an accident or something was wrong, but it was just a bridge lift.
Yeah, in real time, both of us, you sent a text message saying, guys, and I was like right behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That bridge lift, it'll get you a little bit.
So some guy was just rolling through with his tugboat, and they have to lift the bridge. Like, what are the parameters of that? Like, do they know when the boats are coming through?
I would assume.
Like, to...
I think you have to, like, call ahead. I don't know. I do find it interesting, though, that in one of the, 25 biggest cities in America, we don't have a bridge that things can go under without us lifting it. It seems a bit...
It's a fair point.
It seems a bit antiquated, but it's also very Portland.
When they do the new one...
Yeah, they won't have to do that.
It's going to be high enough.
I'm pretty sure that when you're spending $7 billion, yes, they're going to make it high enough that boats can go underneath.
You get a lot of assumptions out of
that. That is a lot of assumptions.
My yacht needs to fit under it.
Well, I mean, the Glen Jackson, you can do that. It's the only bridge that you have to do that for, which does seem a bit odd considering that the other bridges, they took that into consideration, but not the I-5 bridge. Nah, I can't have that.
Well, so as I was driving up here, I was looking at the marquee here at ALNA, you know.
Yeah.
And it shows, like, you're getting sized up again.
Yeah.
By all the
bros. Well, that's, you know.
That was the last time we talked about that. It was here.
It was here, yeah.
The Richfield bros like to size you up.
Yeah,
they want to beat your ass.
I got a little bit of a black eye already, so maybe I can say that someone already punched me. Maybe the black eye will dissuade others from, for no reason, puffing up their chest
checking
and glaring at me.
Yeah, that's what it is. Are. Dude, they glare at you.
Yeah, there's that.
They're thinking, I can see what they're thinking in their head. They're like, he's not that big. I'll take his ass.
Don't know what to tell you.
Well, anyway, I was looking at the marquee, and did you see who's coming here?
When?
Soon. I don't know when. Soon. You know how they do on the market.
Are you talking about Blues Traveler?
Well, Blues Traveler was on there, but I don't care about them. I know you do.
They're coming in August.
Yeah, but they're always around here.
Yeah.
There are two bands that are coming here that they could not scratch my itch more.
Huh. Are you talking about the Tim Taylor Band?
No, but that's a great band.
The Tim Taylor Band is coming here.
And you know what? The Tim Taylor Band, now that Tim Taylor has been turfed by Odyssey, they are going to play that show.
Yeah.
With fervor.
Exactly. Well, he's got nothing else to do. He can throw his entire weight behind the Tim Taylor Band.
He's going to send... He will be sending a message the night the Tim Taylor Band plays here at ALNA.
So, What else did I see? I see Tim Taylor. Yep. What the spin doctors?
Yes,
are
Yes, that's one of them. The freaking spin doctors are coming here.
They're playing with Blues Traveler.
And here's another one. Quiet freaking riot playing up here at the front bar. Dude, come on. You could not scratch me more where I itch than those two bands.
I was
bands.
Trying to think of what would scratch your itch, and the first one, I was like, spin doctors, maybe?
Come on, feel the noise.
The best part is, I don't know if you're aware.
Are you kidding me?
Am I not? I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this. You should look up Quiet Riot and see what.
Okay. Why? You probably shouldn't talk about this. You're going to crap all over their show?
No. I'm just like, there's a documentary about this version of Quiet Riot. Just look, go to the Quiet Riot show up here at ALNA and do yourself a favor and look up, just kind of look up the evolution of Quiet Riot. Because I don't want to talk about a fine
rain
act
on my parade.
I'm not doing that. But yes, I'm sure they would play Come On, Feel the Noise.
Come on, dude.
Dude, I'll tell you what, like fifth grade me, Mental Health, which was that album when the guy's in the straitjacket, he's got like the metal mask on.
Yeah.
Dude, like little me, like 10-year-old me, thought that was the greatest thing ever, to the point where, I don't know if you did this, but I had a sweet denim jacket because why wouldn't I? And that I bought in the Husky teen section, even though I was like 10. So I had a denim jacket. And whenever we would go to like Sam Goody or whatever record store, they had the little, you put a quarter in, you know, the little like gumball machines, but they would kick out little buttons. Did you ever have Rock Band buttons?
Yeah, I think I did.
So when I was rolling up to Riverview Elementary School thinking I was badass, I had a denim jacket on and I would go and I would get these little rock buttons. And I would put them on my denim jacket because, well, why wouldn't I? And you better believe, front and center on that jacket, the crown jewel of that was the Quiet Riot Mental Health button.
Love it.
It was the coolest button at the time. It didn't get any better than that. I had Quiet Riot. I had Rat on there. I mean, come on.
I'm not going to lie. Like, when you get into your 50s, like, I'm about to turn 50.
Yeah.
I would imagine that this is true for all generations.
Sure.
That when you get to be, say, 50 to 55, you absolutely love the casino circuit.
Yes.
Because all of the bands in the acts that you loved 25 years ago, a little long in the tooth, not as good anymore, don't draw as well, and they come out to a place like this, and you're just freaking loving it. And I'm in that sweet spot. I just realized I'm in that sweet
spot.
That
sweet spot.
And I cannot be happier.
Yeah. I saw at one of the other casinos, the Oregon casinos, I once saw George Jones there. George Jones and Merle Haggard.
Hey, man.
And I was like, whoa, the possum?
Those are some acts.
I'm like, let's go. Was it a year ago, me and my buddies, we came and saw, that was when we played the over-under on how many black guys we would see at the show. Creed played here. Well, actually, it was Scott Stapp, the lead singer of Creed. And let me tell you something, that was an event. Something special. So, yes, you are right. At a certain age, the casino circuit becomes your wheelhouse.
It'll be there for you in about 3 or 4 years. Well, no, Blues Traveler is already here.
Blues Traveler.
Maybe it's 45 to 55.
All you need to know is at one point I saw Blues Traveler, and their opening act was the Dave Matthews Band.
Wow.
And now they're coming with the Spin Doctors to ALNA. Yes, it all comes
full circle.
Maybe
Dave Matthews will be like, out and play a few songs to
warm up
the Spin Doctors. God, talk about career trajectories taking a bit of a fork.
I don't think that show was Rusted Root.
Yeah.
The Screaming Trees.
I liked Rusted Root.
Dave Matthews Band, and then headlined by Blues Traveler.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember Love's a Bitch?
I do remember Love's a Bitch.
That was on Mental Health.
I'm telling you, dude.
Slick Black Cadillac.
I loved that album. I think that was one of those...
Dare we say it was a good album, or did we just love it?
Yeah, we just loved it, but, you know. I don't know of any music from that. Like, you know, like Bon Jovi's Slippery When Wet. Was that really a good album? Probably not. But like
what was on that one?
Sixth grade me thought that thing was fantastic. I think Slippery When Wet, it was their big one. I think that had like all the You Give Love a Bad Name and, you know.
Yeah.
all that.
I'd die for you. Yeah. Wanted dead or alive. Yeah. That's a pretty good jam. Living on a prayer? Come on.
Slippery Come when on. Wet. I think that was the, right. then that was followed up by maybe New Jersey.
Yeah, that one I didn't like.
No. Well, I think that's because you realized you were no longer 10 and that Bon Jovi officially sucked.
I outgrew them.
You outgrew them, yes.
Well, guys, we're ready to party. It's Fan Madness here at A&A. Let's get caught up on the madness of March next on The Fan. Well, one of our favorite March pastimes, bros sizing up Big Sook at A&A.
Come on by.
Stadium Sports Bar.
Tell me I'm not that big.
A lot of bros out here.
A lot of bros. It does get very bro-y out
by
here.
By the way, I looked up the Quiet Riot story you're yeah. talking about, and I understand now why you
yeah.
didn't
yeah.
They just, give the full deets.
Yeah, just go see Quiet Riot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, my God.
Just go see Quiet Riot.
Yeah, go see him. Yeah. Read up on him and then go see him.
Mental health, baby.
They're coming
Mental
here.
Mental health to drive you mad.
Bang! Your head. Dude, that was such a jam.
It was. I want to go find a Quiet Riot button now to put on my jacket. I'm going to bring back that trend. I'm going to bring back the little rock buttons. And it was always so cool when you got one that you didn't get. Like, I had, like, 7 Iron Maiden buttons, and I'm like, no.
When you got one you didn't have, I think, is what
yeah,
you mean.
That yeah, that was when yeah. I say when you
got one you didn't get.
Oh, yeah.
It's obscene.
Yeah, when you got one you didn't have.
All right. Well, let's get caught up on the madness. We've got my BYU Cougars.
That's
not,
right.
Not your BYU
my
Cougars.
My BYU Cougars.
They are my BYU Cougars because yeah. you didn't have any faith
I
in them.
I had zero faith in them.
And they are closing out upstart VCU
That's
right,
right
now. 79-69.
Their whites couldn't handle our whites.
They really couldn't.
They couldn't handle the tater tot.
They really couldn't.
Nice try.
So BYU is going to advance, and they will play Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
A battle of whites.
What? Now, this makes me nervous, because normally no one can outwhite us. But if there's one team that can outwhite us, I would assume it's Wisconsin. They're not going to be intimidated by our whites.
I was watching them earlier. They do. I mean, they yeah. look very Wisconsin-y.
They look very Wisconsin-y.
But they have a couple of black guys.
Well, so do we. You know, we got two.
Black.
We got two that we're going to throw at you. But we're going to throw a lot of whites at you. Normally, that throws you off. But Wisconsin can match us white for white. I'm excited. It's going to be a full-on whiteout.
The other thing that's going on right now, this is just to get you updated on what's happening right now. Gonzaga is beating the brakes off of Georgia.
Yes.
It is 73-48.
Yes, and the best part is there's a lot of Gonzaga fans there that are starting the SEC and overrated chants all at once, and it's wonderful.
That is wonderful.
Yes.
Especially coming from a team from the West Coast Conference. Good
well,
grief.
Well, I think they got tired of the SEC 14 teams, greatest thing ever. Well, Texas went down, right? And now Georgia's getting the break speed off of them. It's kind of funny. And by the way, everyone that was crapping on Gonzaga this year, be careful. We were talking like Ken Pom thinks they're like the eighth yeah. best team in the country.
Yeah.
And here they come.
They were misseeded. I mean, being yeah. an eight seed,
yeah.
that's insane to me. But they've had their ups and downs this year,
yep.
but they're certainly dominating Georgia. The score of this game, as I was driving in, I checked the scores because I was stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
It was 27-3.
Yeah, and that's when the overrated SEC chant started. And that's what the internet is made for. Twitter just, you know, and look, the SEC is really good, okay? They're the best conference in the country. No one's doubting that. But my God, when you tout yourself as the greatest thing since sliced bread, and then, like, right out of the gate, you fall flat on your ass, that's what the internet's made for. It's for everyone to come out and make fun of you, as you're down by 26 now to Gonzaga.
Yeah, I was reading an article the other day about how the SEC kind of regained its dominance, and it's just 1 year.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you go back not 7-8 years ago, the SEC basketball conference was terrible.
Yeah, it was awful.
And in there, they talked about a couple of things that happened. One, Rick Barnes coming over to Tennessee was actually a big deal because he coached at Texas, mm-hmm. and he understood that in order to recruit basketball, you have to lean into football. Because what was happening was the coaches in the SEC basketball were upset about taking second fiddle or playing second fiddle to football.
And they always would.
Always, yeah. You're never going to win that battle.
Yeah.
And they were pissed about it. When Rick Barnes got there, he was like, dude, you're an idiot if you think, one, that's ever going to change, and second, you don't use football to help you recruit in basketball. Yeah. So that was the first thing. The second thing was I think the stat is this year, they pay about 15% more on average to their coaches than any other league. They're just paying to keep their coaches.
And they figured out that same thing in football. Like, it used to be that you went to the SEC because it got you paid. And now that's happening in college basketball. And shocking development. Ohio State learned this years ago. Remember, we had the Ohio State AD on years ago. And that was back when they were rolling in bolts.
Gene Smith.
Yeah, Gene Smith. And they were killing it in basketball. And there was Greg Oden and all that and making runs to the Final Four. Well, that was the year they lost to Florida in the national championship, right?
One of those back-to-back. Oden.
Yeah. And he just simply said, it's amazing that no one else kind of figured out. He said, it's just buy-in. He said, we don't field the sport unless we can finance it the way the top five teams in the country finance it. And I'm just not certain how many of those schools around the country were doing that. Because it used to be the notion, you can't be good at both. And someone figured out, well, yeah, you can. You just have to spend money.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the other thing about the money side is, with NIL now, it's allowed these SEC schools. So it's funny. When you're a big booster, because, you know, me being from Kansas, I can tell you that it was the opposite.
Yeah.
Where football, you couldn't get football donations.
No, they all wanted to go to basketball.
Because the big money guys wanted to be associated with the basketball program.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that is interesting about NIL is that it allows you to get in the pockets of your rabid fan base that wouldn't normally be, quote-unquote, donors.
Yeah.
So the donors used to be the big money guys, right, the boosters or whatever, that would help support the program. Now you're going legally into smaller pockets. These aren't technically boosters, but they're people that can help your NIL because it's such a rabid fan base in the South.
Yeah.
And so the SEC teams are getting a bunch more money through NIL that's really buoying basketball as opposed to football, because they already have the built-in dough for football.
I remember you saying that, like, if I'm a booster in Kansas back in the day, and Kansas come to me and says, hey, I need you to write a $3 million check for our football team. I'm like, no, I'll write you a $3 million check for the basketball team. And I remember, too, back in the day, Jim, remember when UConn had that brief moment where UConn, it was like Randy Etzel. Remember they went to the Fiesta Bowl, they played Oklahoma. Like, there was a brief run there where UConn was trying to be good at football, and there was this idea that they were going to dump a bunch of money into it. And Jim Calhoun had a freaking conniption fit about it. And you did have this pissing contest between dominant programs and the ones that were on the rise up.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's an element, like you said, Rick Barnes embracing that and understanding that, you know, kind of rising tide lifts all boats and there's enough money to go around. And now you're seeing programs like Alabama and Florida and Tennessee and Auburn that are traditional football programs. And now you're seeing them have basketball teams. And a little vice versa, right? Kentucky's not bad in football the last handful of years. Duke, over the last 15 years, has made a commitment. Kansas has tried to make a commitment. I mean, how much are they paying their football coach?
Yeah, he's probably in the, I don't know off the top of my head, $6 or $7 million?
And
maybe
that's
six?
And that's not something that would have happened back in the day in Kansas. They're renovating the stadium. And
Bo Buckley sent me a list the other day, and they were CBS Sports. And they were ranking the best football and men's basketball head coach combos.
Yeah.
Kansas, number one.
Really?
Well, Lance Leipold and Bill Self.
Pretty damn good.
That's pretty tough.
Yeah.
And then I think number two was SEC with Nate Oates.
Yeah,
he's a hell of a basketball
coach. And DeBoer.
And then Caleb DeBoer.
Well, it would have been, I mean, number one would have been Saban and Oates when they were there together.
Yeah.
But.
So, yeah, the SEC getting clobbered by Gonzaga. Now, we're going to get this theme again, and I refuse to fall into the trap. But as we mentioned, Georgia scored 3 points in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And we also had Clemson scoring 13 points in the first half. So the theme is going to be, oh, college basketball sucks, man. Whatever.
Taylor Swift,
listen,
man.
Did you watch Creighton at all?
Yeah, Creighton
because,
was awesome.
They cherry pick. I mean, look, I'm not saying college basketball is the greatest product. It is not, okay?
Sure.
But I would like to point out, as we always do, just basketball in general in the United States is pretty wonky right now.
Sure.
The NBA is a better product than college basketball because they have better players. No one can shoot in college.
No.
But the NBA is as broken as any league in the U.S.
Yeah.
So it's like I kind of want to, off the top here, while we're at Fan Madness for 2 days, all these, you know, we're going to be talking about college basketball and this team sucks or what the hell happened to this team or this is, look, you like what you like. College basketball is not the greatest, but there's nothing better than March Madness, and we don't need to crap all over, you know, teams that can't score because it happens every year.
Sure. Well, but I can make the same thing. If we wanted to go through and I wanted to talk about college football, boy, I can tell you about how awful college football schematically is. Like, compared to the NFL, if you want to talk about quarterback play, if you want to talk about offenses, I mean, some of it is absolutely brutal. Because they're college kids, and yeah. there's limits on the time they can spend on there. It's just that for whatever reason, college basketball tends to get the ire, and college football does not.
But is there ever a debate about the NFL versus college football?
No.
I mean, we all know the NFL is better than
yes.
college, and it doesn't mean you can't watch some bad NFL, because
yeah.
we do.
Yeah.
But there's always this debate of, like, oh, NBA is so much better than college. Yeah. Well, okay.
And NBA guys refuse to watch
yes.
college
yes.
basketball.
There's this hatred yeah. about college basketball from NBA guy. And let me tell you something. The NBA sucks. Okay? But I'm not also saying that college basketball is better than it. Two things can be true.
Yeah.
But the format that we have here,
I love it.
You just can't beat.
Yes.
So Clemson is out. That's the first 12-5 upset.
Yep. Creighton wasn't really an upset. I mean,
no,
it was
Creighton looked really good.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to get, so Creighton will, beat Louisville today, beat them handily. They will move on to play Auburn. They're going to give Auburn all they can handle.
Yeah, and Auburn looked really good today. I mean, they weren't tested at all.
Well, it was close in the first half. I mean, it was a one-point game with like 5 minutes left in the half, but Auburn's been kind of screwy down the stretch. They're really good, but that'll be an interesting test of, you know, your SEC commentary because, you know, that is one of the besides Florida, Auburn is the other top team in the SEC.
Yep.
If they go down in the second round,
sure.
watch out. Now, Kalkbrenner is the big seven-footer in the middle for Creighton. It's an interesting matchup because Kalkbrenner is going to provide some problem for Broome,
yeah.
for Auburn, who's their big stud.
He's their All-American.
Because outside of Broome, is Auburn that great offensively? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But Creighton can shoot the lights out. A bunch of little white guys running around there.
They look
crew
great.
Cuts.
They look great against Louisville. Well, again, it's that Midwestern sensibilities. Dana Altman, right? Midwestern girl dad.
All right, let's
yeah,
take a break.
What do you think?
And when we come back, we'll tell you everything else that's gone on today in March Madness, because it is mad.
And still to come. It hasn't been that mad yet, though.
Not really.
No.
But we had a 12-5.
We did. And it came down to the wire.
George is going to come back from 25 down.
I don't think so.
We'll be right back. We're at Fan Madness at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Ale and A up in Richfield. Come join us. We'll be here today and tomorrow. All the shows at The Fan live here all day, today and tomorrow on The Fan. Here's Buck. Yeah, George McCoy. Coors Light is also here. They have buckets on special if you'd like to come out. That means you get just a bucket of beer.
That's right.
And you dump it over your head.
And Coors Light merchandise, I'm told, as well, for a limited amount of time.
Yeah, while supplies last. You know what that means.
It's going fast.
It's going fast.
People love merch.
So we are kind of in a lull with the first day of March Madness here of the NCAA tournament. We've got Gonzaga blowing out Georgia, so that does not have the crowd in a fervor.
No, it's like 4 minutes left. Gonzaga's up by 25. We're donezo. And then outside of that, I think that's the only that's the only game going right now.
We've
got some others cranking up here.
Yeah, the other seven are finals. Houston only won by 38 today.
Yeah.
Beating SIU Edwardsville 78-40.
Whoops.
Auburn won by 20. As we mentioned, Wisconsin and BYU will play. They both won.
By the way,
BYU ended up winning that by 9.
BYU's first round of 64 win since 2011.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a bit.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I can't think of any.
It's been a bit. That's
good BYU teams.
No, that's Jimmer.
This team's good. You know what? They're going to beat Wisconsin, and I bet you they're going to be an underdog.
They will be an underdog to Wisconsin. The battle of the Whites. Let's go,
Richie Saunders, man.
Yeah.
Creighton really with the win of the day, they beat Louisville in a great 8-9 matchup.
Yeah.
Creighton wins 89-75.
And that was just wire to wire. Creighton led basically that entire game.
Purdue beat High Point by 12. That was a close game, but they pulled away late. And then the other final is really the big stunner of the day. McNeese State beat Clemson 69-67. But Clemson outscored them 54-38 in the second half and damn near came back and tied it.
It was 31-13 at the half, and it felt like Clemson was buried. They come back with a monster second half. I mean, and that thing was down the stretch. There were a couple big shots there. And, you know, Clemson had some chances there at the end and just couldn't get anything to go down.
So now we're going to have Kansas-Arkansas, which is a good matchup, here in about 30 minutes.
Wofford and Tennessee is the next up. That should be tipping off in like five.
You got money on Wofford?
I do not.
Do you?
And then Kansas-Arkansas, Yale, A&M, Drake, Missouri, and then get into the nighttime games.
Well, you also have Michigan,
yeah, but
UCSD. So those games are, I mean, those are the big
7 o'clock.
Those are the hot upset games.
Yeah.
Drake and UCSD.
Yeah. I said the Drake 4:30.
Two latest games suck.
Yeah, and then San Diego and Michigan is the 7 o'clock, and then we finish up with what, Wilmington and Texas Tech.
Yeah, and Omaha St. John's too. Come on, man. St. John's might beat them by 100.
I don't know.
But maybe not.
Omaha's only 22-12. I'm guessing they got hot and won a conference tournament.
Did you mention Utah State UCLA? We got that one too.
Oh yeah. That's at, 6:30?
Don't get too excited.
Well, again.
What an exciting time.
What an exciting time to be alive.
Ducks play tomorrow night. I was just talking to somebody about
that. What
an exciting time.
The Utah State. Isn't the Utah State in the new Pac-12?
Yeah, they'll be in there.
There you go.
It's a battle of, well, I guess it's not. UCLA's gone.
Yeah.
God.
It's a former and past Pac-12.
So the Duckies, I feel like the Duckies this year are a team that will not get upset, but also won't beat a team better than them.
Well, I don't think with Altman, I don't think they've ever lost in the first round.
Yeah, see, I think they beat Liberty.
Yeah,
because they're better.
Yeah,
I feel like he's good. I mean, he's just tough in the tournament. But if they play what, Arizona?
I think Arizona. If Chalk holds, they'll get Arizona in the second round.
Yeah, see, I feel like that's the best way to describe Oregon is this year is they're probably not going to get upset. They're good enough to avoid that. But I also don't know that they're good enough to knock off even in Arizona.
It's weird because do you take into account what happened at the beginning of the year? Because remember at the beginning of the year they beat Alabama, right? That was they were Jekyll and Hyde. They would either get a big lead and blow it and then find a way to pull it out, or they would fall down by 15 and find a way to come back. But if you look at that kind of that second half run that they had, I think that's kind of accurate. What you're saying is that the Wisconsin game is the one that stands out. If we're going to give Wisconsin credit, right, and say, okay, that's a really quality team, I think Oregon was down by 17 in that one, came back and won it in overtime. But outside of that, there's not a lot of really good wins, right? There's some, it went back to the early ways of grinding out games, right? The Northwestern game was a little funky. Northwestern scored 50 on them in the second half. Iowa came down to the wire, but they were finding ways to win. Beat Indiana in the Big Ten tournament. But when push came to shove in that, you know, whether it was Michigan, whether it was Michigan State, they came up short. And so I think you're probably right in that Oregon's a solid team. I'm just not certain that Oregon, like you said, will beat a team that is better than Oregon. I don't know where that upset comes from unless they just come out and shoot the lights out of the ball. And that's the one thing that Oregon has is they're very erratic. They can go through long stretches without scoring.
God dang,
well, sometimes you get lucky. Maybe Akron will beat Arizona.
Yeah.
And then you can beat Liberty and Akron. Well, you will play no one until you meet probably, what, Duke?
Yeah, well, because that would be Duke would be the third, whether it's Akron or Arizona, and then Duke will be waiting for you on that
I will
third
tell you
round.
This is a hot take. They will not beat Duke. Thank you.
And they did say, I mean, take it for what it's worth, but Duke came out and said that Cooper Flagg is pain-free.
I don't know about that. But he's going to play.
Yes.
They don't need him in the first game.
Probably not.
Probably don't even need him in the second game.
But they did say they said he's pain-free and ready to go.
Hey, by the way, I saw a photo, or they were doing one of those vignettes where they're like pumping up March Madness on your TV, you know, on CBS. I saw Shaka Smart has hair now.
I know, it throws you for a loop, huh?
He's the coach at Marquette.
Yeah.
Dare I say, and this is really one of the only people you can say this about. I can't think of anyone else you could say this about. I believe that bald Shaka is greater than hairdo Shaka.
Really?
Yeah. His hair, I mean, and he's got decent hair.
Yeah.
It's just, maybe it's just due to the fact that we know he came onto our
radar bald.
Bald. But his hair,
well,
I don't know if it's working for.
I like to think that
he should consult me.
What, it bothers me when you're fake bald.
Yeah, he was fake bald.
It jams me up.
Because he doesn't.
But
I
also wonder if maybe there were some hair transplants.
It's possible.
It's possible. Because when I gotta do some examples. See, look at this right here. I'm looking at this bald. Look at that line.
Ooh.
I think Shaka got some hair restoration.
Is that it now?
Yeah.
Right there?
Yeah. I think it concerns me. I'm not. Look, I just think he was operating. Although maybe that's a good thing. Because it bothers me when you have hair and you decide to go bald. That's unfair. It's like using a wheelchair when you have perfectly capable legs. Because some of us don't have that choice. So, you know, if Shaka was doing that, then shame on you. But if Shaka was just dealing with some premature baldness and now he's gotten some new lettuce up top, good for him.
Yeah, I think it's the latter.
Yeah.
I mean, he wouldn't go bald if he had a good head of hair.
No.
Right?
No. I think he was, I think that was a preemptive baldness. And then he realized that he's got a bunch of money now and he's high profile and now has some hair.
So he's now the coach at Marquette.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the way, Purdue, we mentioned Purdue won today. They will now play the upstart McNeese State Tigers?
Cowboys.
Yeah. There you go. Which, by the way, is about to become America's team.
Yeah.
Like, that'll be the one that people will get behind. Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
they got the
who is it? The little team trainer that wear the boombox NIA.
Amir Khan. Yeah.
Yes. Buck's been calling this.
Yes.
Vibes, man.
What?
Vibes.
Oh, vibes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good vibe out there.
So
at McNeese.
Yeah, he will be.
Where's that? Tennessee.
Louisiana.
Yeah, all right.
We don't need to know because, you know, outside of New Orleans, there's no reason to go to Louisiana. We determined that yesterday.
So how do we feel about our theory that coaches that are leaving?
Not so good.
Well, VCU tanked.
Yeah, VCU
and that guy's
took in the shorts.
He's supposed to be leaving.
Well,
but the McNeese guy.
We're 1-1 on it. We'll see you. The next one up will be Drake. And then tomorrow we get the Colorado State one.
Do you see who may be the next coach at Texas? They're talking about firing Rodney Terry.
Yeah. No, I don't. I didn't see.
The guy who just beat him, Sean Miller.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
At Xavier.
That's Sean Miller.
They're talking. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
Sean Miller. You remember Sean Miller?
I do remember Sean Miller.
The Arizona guy.
Yeah.
Does
yeah,
his face bear a slight resemblance to Steve Sarkisian? Do they kind of look alike?
I can
both
see that.
Both
yeah, they kind of have that. They're not fat, but they're bloated, you know?
Yeah, he's very sweaty and
yeah,
looks like he drinks.
I can see that. Absolutely.
Then again, who doesn't?
Well, you're right. Like the Sean Miller, he's Steve Sarkisian with better hair and a few more pounds. Like if Sark really lets himself go, and he kind of already is.
It'd be his older brother.
Yeah, there you go. The older brother.
Isn't there a Miller brother, though?
Yeah, Archie Miller.
Archie Miller, yeah. Remember him?
Who's Archie Miller?
He's Sean Miller's brother. Coaches hoops.
Did he coach somewhere?
I think he might have been at... Boy, I'm going to spitball here. I think maybe Ohio State.
He's currently the coach at Rhode Island.
Was he at Ohio State?
He was at Indiana.
Indiana, okay, there we go. It's all the same.
Yeah. By the way, someone is pointing out that Tupac, much better without hair. It's a valid point.
He had hair?
Yeah. You got to look up early Tupac. When he was an actor, it's not good.
Vince Carter.
He was in the movie Juice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had like a weird part thing going on.
Oh, I don't think that looks that bad. It's just his hair cut.
Yeah, he's better with hair. He's better bald, though. But again, that's an advantage that the black guy has over the white guy.
Is there anybody else? Yeah.
Black guy.
Way different.
Yeah, black guy, it's way different. Jordan started the whole thing. Like, Jordan was the first one to just be like, dude, the black guy baldness, it doesn't have the same connotation as white guy baldness. And it kind of goes to the point of when you're bald and white, you got to get some color up there. Otherwise, you just look like a penis. It's not a good look. But the black guy doesn't have to worry about that.
Does The Rock look better bald?
Yes.
There's another one.
Again, though, he's not a white guy.
Is Telly Savalas like the first white bald guy?
He might be the first. He might
and
be
Mr. Clean?
Yeah. I think, well, he wasn't a real guy.
Well, I know, but he was a thing.
Mr. Vegas, who loves you, baby. You're right. Telly Savalas might have been the first one.
And then there was another actor who was bald. White guy.
White guy?
Older white guy. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Well, Telly Savalas was... there was a lot of bald white guys, but Telly was the first guy to not do the side hair.
Yeah, he just went all bald.
For a while, like, my dad still rocks the side hair. The white man used to go side hair all the time, and it's an awkward look. It's not good, but Telly Savalas, he just came out, Players Club.
Ooh.
Said shave the whole thing.
Some are saying Bruce Willis better bald. Would you buy that?
No. Bruce was a debonair, handsome leading. Look at moonlighting Bruce Willis. You tell them stop that.
That's a great show.
Yeah, moonlighting Bruce Willis. You're telling me that's not better?
What do you do with Andre Agassi?
Yeah, well, that's rough. Wow.
What do you do with that?
That's rough. You know,
I don't know what to do with
that. Well, he was wearing that bad wig for a while with bobby pins and stuff.
Yeah, no. I think he's better bald.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was always receding, even though he had the mullet.
Yeah. Well, it's tough.
All right. Well, we found a few.
We found a few. But it's good. You know.
All in a day's work.
You got to remember, too, that a lot of us that are going bald, we never had good hair. Like, I didn't have...
Like Andre Agassi.
Like Andre Agassi. So, like, the BTJ will see photos of me. She's never, like, I haven't had hair in, like, 15 years. But she'll see photos from when I was, like, in my late 20s, like, when I was, like, 30. And she'll be like, oh, my God, you look so much better. I'm like, yeah, I had crappy hair. It's not my fault. There's a reason why I'm... You don't go from a beautiful head of thick, luscious hair to then just being like, oh, my God, I'm bald. No, it's a progression. I haven't had good hair since I was, like, in high school. So I just was dealing with scraps and awful hair for like a decade. So that's you got to be careful with that. You look better bald. Yeah, because you had crappy hair. But if I had better hair, I would much rather have hair.
All right, let's take a break. And while I think we have no games going on right now, so while we wait for the games to kick back up, let's take a look at what's going on with this Michigan offensive coordinator. Did you read this story?
Yeah, that's creepy.
Holy crap. That's next.
We know what's going on with him. He's a perv.
On the Fan. All right, welcome back to our show. Hello.
We have our first Rock Chalker.
Well, no, there were two more earlier.
Oh, I didn't see them. That's the first Kansas contingency I've seen.
Well, we notice each other, you know.
Oh,
you may not be looking
I saw you start clapping.
Yeah, well, we've got a hot Rock Chalker here.
Yeah, right here.
And I tell you, did you see the look on her face? So she walks up, she's got her Kansas shirt on.
Yeah.
And because KU's about to start against Arkansas. And she goes Rock Chalk, and of course I start clapping, and we hug and, you know, kiss.
Yeah.
Mildly caressed.
It was pretty hot.
Did you see the look on her face after that?
Nervous.
Yeah, kind of the eek emoji, you know? That's how Kansas fans feel.
It's not good right now.
Yeah.
Hey, the SEC's overrated. You're fine, Arkansas.
I will say this, okay? Hot take.
Yeah.
Kansas wins tonight.
Okay.
I think they win tonight.
See, this is not like you. You're normally a little Debbie Downer.
I know. Well,
jinx here?
I have some sources.
Yeah.
Okay. And they tell me the vibe is actually pretty good. There was a moment month ago, like in February, where they almost crumbled.
Well, BYU drilled them. And after the press conference, Bill Self said, we're going to go home, not watch the film, and we're going to get away from each other.
Yeah.
We should not be around each other right now. And I was like, did we, and by we, I mean a real basketball school like BYU, did we just kill the mighty Kansas Jayhawks?
Well, at that time, there was a lot of stuff about Bill Self might be leaving, and is he doing as good a job as he used to, and this team should be better than it is. Well, then, I don't know if it was after that game, but after one of the games, O.J. Mayo, who's from Lawrence, and he's a transfer. He transferred back in to play at KU. He'd been going cold, missing some shots, and he gets the N-bomb thrown at him on social media.
Yeah, he posted a bunch of it.
Yeah,
it was
so
bad.
It was bad. And now you got that, and it looked like, dude, this thing is going to end bad.
Yeah.
Well, they've kept it on the rails. Here they are. Remember, they were the number one team in the country at the start of the year.
Yeah.
They have talent. They're limited offensively, but the vibes are good. They're playing hard, and Calipari is going to be good at Arkansas. This is not – and Thiro's out, by the way, for Arkansas. This is not a great Arkansas team. So I'm going to take Kansas to win tonight.
All right, I love it.
And then if they win, they play
I got the bracket in front of me here.
We'll get to our Michigan segment next. But
yeah, the creepy Michigan coach.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. But the games are back underway. We've got Tennessee and Wofford, 8-6 Vols –
They would get the Johnnies.
Oh, that's right. St. John's.
St. John's.
And you know, I got a text from Bartu today. You know what he tells me? He says Kansas knocks off St. John's.
Well, Bartu has this. It's the analytic thing. Remember I was telling you the any team basically that makes the Final Four, statistically speaking, overwhelming. It's like 88%. They're top 50 in offense, top 50 in defense. And if you win a title, you have to be top 10 in one and top 50 in the other. And so they were going through and saying which teams met that criteria and which teams didn't. And one team that does not is St. John's.
Oh.
St. John's is top 50 defensively,
yeah.
But their offense is dreadful.
Well, so is Kansas's, though.
Well, I'm just saying.
The game might be 55-54.
Sure. I'm just saying, of a team that's a two seed, St. John does not have the traditional makeup of team that ends up making a Final Four.
Yeah.
So,
well, they're really good defensively, and they got Rick Pitino. But yeah, and Kansas has a 7-footer in the middle. If you can't deal with, it's all about matchups
that you hate. You, by the way,
oh, he's terrible. He lays bricks all the time. But if you can't guard him, he's going to get to the line. Like, that is one way they get offense.
I'm just looking here that your Kansas. She's staring at the screen nervously.
Yeah,
swaying.
Yeah, and she's got her betting ticket there.
Yes, arms
by the way,
folded. Just
I have one other thing here. Oh, thank you. Who are you, sir? Okay.
Someone dropping off the nectar of the gods is what's happening.
Those are my guys.
All right.
Those are my waste management guys.
There you go.
Wow. I think I just got. Oh. We now have two old fashions.
Oh boy.
We have two. Thank you.
I can appreciate the fact that someone did not get me an old-fashioned.
It's on.
Someone just got me straight.
Would you like an old-fashioned?
Someone just got me straight whiskey.
I'm
assuming that's a Tully's, so thank you.
Well, we're so popular that people just continually drop off drinks.
Just comes.
It's just hard being us.
Yes.
By the way, Joey Harrington's brother just walked by.
Yes, not as drunk as he was last year.
And he is in the Joey Harrington basketball jersey.
Basketball jersey.
He also mentioned to me that the green couch has been reupholstered and it is back in the mansion.
I can't wait.
So there's the update on that. I would also like to, when we come back, I want to tell you, someone has spite bet me.
Ooh.
And I'm not happy about it.
I love
it.
A good spite bet.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you about that.
Well, I'm waiting because you've got your Kansas contingency. This is the downside of being a BYU fan. I don't think I've ever seen a BYU fan in this casino.
Well, I mean,
I know.
Can they even be in here?
Well, you can.
Isn't it a violation of the Quran or whatever?
The Quran.
You know.
The BYU Quran. I'm here. I'm wearing my BYU shirt. I'm hoping like we're having a big game where we beat the brakes off VCU. There's not one other Coug fan that I can fist bump. Not one. This is like when I go tailgating and I'm the only one drinking. I'm like, what? One day.
It's too bad.
One day I'm going to go to a BYU football game and I'm going to find another BYU fan that's getting housed with me. And that's going to become my best friend.
You know, it might be worth penciling Wisconsin through tomorrow.
Yeah.
Based on the drinking alone.
Exactly.
I mean, what a mismatch.
Wisconsin versus BYU.
What a mismatch. Because those Wisconsin. Dude. Oh, there's another KU guy.
Yeah.
That's the husband.
Yeah. No one drinks like the Wisconsin.
No one drinks like Wisconsin.
No.
They're amazing.
Yes.
Like, if you put together your drinking bracket, they're
dude, this is
top seed.
This is a 16 versus a 1.
Yes, it is.
Look, we're not even in the tournament.
Well, you're in the NIT, dude.
Yeah, I don't even think we're in the NIT. No, we're CIT, CBI, something. But that's the best part is that when I go tailgating, the one good thing when I wear my BYU gear, I get wherever I go at a tailgate, people love me because I'm the one BYU fan drinking. And they all get excited about it. But just once, I'd like to see a BYU fan up here so that we could celebrate this big win together. But I'm just going to have to root for my Kansas.
I didn't even think about that.
I'm just joining. I'm just going to wear my Kansas gear next time.
It's like the anti-Mormon establishment.
I know.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's no one up here.
We should take the show to this to the what do you call it? The
Branson?
What? No, what are your big churches called?
The Temple.
Yeah, we should take the show to the Temple. They let us broadcast.
I'm not allowed to go in there anymore.
As long as I can drink there.
I don't think so. I don't think that works.
Drink at the altar. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I will tell you who has placed a spite bet against me, and I want to talk about this Michigan coach. Wait till you see what this guy was doing. He has already been fired. He was their old OC.
Oh, yeah.
But
assistant. But
he's now been indicted.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll get to that coming up next hour as well. We're out here for Fan Madness at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill and the Sportsbook at A&A, courtesy of George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. We'll be right back on 1080 The Fan.